RSN 927's Talking Horses with Joe McKinnon.
After an incredible 4 days at Flemington, plenty to talk about with Joe McKinnon, but not the only topic to talk about. There was plenty of good racing right throughout Australia and across the ditch in New Zealand yesterday, Joe. There was an astonishing performance. So we got plenty to talk about this morning.
Good morning, Warren. A wonderful Cup week, wasn't it? Melbourne Cup Day was certainly the highlight for me. The win of Very Elegant was absolutely stunning and took us back to the good old days when we used to see those great tussles between Australia and New Zealand in the great race, and incident-free too, which was really good to see.
There was so many highlights during the week, but I'm with you. I think Very Elegant, that performance in the Melbourne Cup. Gee, I know we talk about the Cup being depleted this year with lack of internationals, low on numbers. Gee, that would have been pretty good to beat Very Elegant on that day. And I think it's fantastic that our reigning horse of the year actually wins a Melbourne Cup. I think it, you know, it really puts the Cup back in the spotlight. And I love the fact that the connections of Very Elegant took on the challenge of taking on another Melbourne Cup rather than you know, wrapping her up for a Queen Elizabeth or those type of races. I just think it was one of racing's great stories, but also just an incredible performance and one of the best Cups I've seen.
Yeah, it certainly was. And beautiful weather too. Great to see the day have that sense of tradition that the Melbourne Cup has always oozed. It got back to its best on Tuesday as far as I was concerned, and many, I think. But also across the ditch, speaking of New Zealand, yesterday we saw an incredible performance by a colt by the name of Novair, taking out the Group 1 feature there, the 2000 Guineas.
Field of Golden to the outside, Dark Destroyer and Novair. It's Mana Nui, a length clear, Meritable descending strongly. I Wish I Win getting through from Novair, deeper out. Meritable going to Mana Nui. Novair's charging, 120 to go. It's Meritable, but here's Novair. He ran right over the top of them. Novair, absolutely stunning. Novair won the Guineas, beat home Meritable, third in Field of
Very impressive for this Waikato studbred colt winning the Group 1 feature in New Zealand yesterday. He was an $800,000 purchase out of the Karaka sales for Tiakau Racing, and David Ellis, the principal of Tiakau, has been kind enough to join us on the program this morning. Congratulations, David. That was some performance.
Thank you very much, Joe. Yes, it was an absolutely amazing day. It was really a thrill on many counts. It was my wife, Karen's 60th birthday. It was the first big race that Opie's won since he's been back riding. He got quite heavy, and he came to live on the farm and did a boot camp with me and got really fit. So that was a big thrill. And, you know, when you have owners that invest that sort of money to buy an expensive colt, it's just such a thrill for them to see him win a Group 1 race like that. So it was a very happy day for us.
I bet it was. Coming round the home turn, he was at the tail of the field, David. There was the heart in the mouth at any stage when the wall of horses opened up across the track in front of him. It was looking like it was going to be a little bit difficult for him to get a run, but he pulled him to the outside and unleashed a brilliant finishing burst.
Yeah, it was a bit of a worry at the turn for sure, but what we all knew was that we did have Opie on, and he's just the best in this country. So, yeah, it was fantastic. Absolutely amazing.
The colt is very much in the stamp of his sire, Savabeel. Obviously, that was what you liked about him when you saw him at the sale.
Yeah, he's out of a very fast mare. Won 2-year-old races over 800 metres, and I just like the pedigree. And, you know, when you buy a colt from Waikato Stud, you're two-thirds of the way there. They just breed such good horses.
$800,000, you paid a bit for him. Was it tough to get him? Was there a lot of other interest in him?
Yeah, there was a lot of people on the horse, I knew he'd make a lot of money, probably $800,000 is a lot of money for a colt, but when you see they've got the quality that he has got and the class and the temperament, you know, I was just so thrilled to have him in the team.
Yeah. He looks pretty special to me. You've had many great horses and you're a far better judge, David. How do you rate him amongst the greats that you've had in your colours?
I think that he's as good a colt as we've ever had. He's just got so much class, so much presence, and he's got that lovely big stride and a terrific brain. So, you know, it is pretty exciting going forward, and I'm hoping that you'll see him in Australia in February, March for a race like the Australian Guineas.
Yeah, that's the plan, obviously. Before that, you'll be setting him for the Karaka Million three-year-old classic, which is a restricted listed race over 1,600 metres in January.
Yes, it's a race that we've had a lot of success in over the years, and Probabil was the last horse that we ran in that race, and it's just the greatest night that New Zealand Bloodstock have ever put on in New Zealand, and it's a night that's just going to get better and better. It normally leads into the New Zealand Bloodstock sales, but this year it won't because the sales is in March because of the virus, but it's still going to be a great night's racing.
What are your thoughts around that decision which was announced earlier this week, the decision that is to move the famed Karaka yearling sale that's usually held in January to March because of COVID? From a commercial viewpoint, how will that impact on you?
Well, I think that New Zealand Bloodstock's the best company that I deal with in New Zealand, and they don't make many mistakes. And I just back them if they think that's the best time to have the sale. I'm fully supportive, and it's going to be quite nice because I'm going to have my first January ever at the beach.
Oh, yes, you won't know what to do with yourself.
Joe.
Yes, well, we live in interesting times, don't we? And certainly New Zealand has been very impacted by the COVID restrictions. It was a New Zealand victory for the Melbourne Cup on Tuesday, David. You lot are pretty parochial. Were you proud to see that?
Oh, it was an incredible result because this country has bred so many Melbourne Cup winners in the last 50, 60 years. And it was just such a proud moment also because of the jockey and the trainer, both proud Kiwis.
And yeah, Kiwi all round. James McDonald, what an extraordinary week in the saddle he had at Flemington.
Oh, he's just the champion, isn't he? A really, really good person. And, you know, I'm so proud to call him a good friend of ours.
Yeah. And that mare, the great story, a fairy tale story for the New Zealand breeding and racing industry, isn't she? Bred from a sire that no one really wanted back in the early days of his career. At one stage covering Clydesdale mares, that story's well told by Zed, but it is an amazing effort by that stallion too.
Well, you know what his service fee was for Very Elegant?
A couple of $100, if that. Nothing, probably.
Free. The service was free. So it's just the most amazing story and great for the Corcoran family that stand him now. You know, they've been around for a long time and do everything really well. So it'd be a huge charge for them too. So, you know, everybody wins out of results like that. And, you know, it must have been really exciting for people that were there to see a horse of the year come out and win a Melbourne Cup, because it doesn't happen very often.
No, it doesn't. So your colt that won yesterday, Novair, looks destined for greatness, doesn't he? Yourself, in the early part of this interview, describing him as one of the best you've ever had, if not maybe one of, beyond that. David, exciting time for you. And interestingly, his breeder, Gary Chittick, has retained a pretty big chunk in the horse to race. Longer term, you know, his value as a stallion prospect is going to be immense.
Yeah, so after I bought the colt, he came up to me and he said, "I think that's one of the nicest colts I've ever bred." And he said, I'd like a share in the horse. And I said, how much do you want? He said, I'd like to keep a leg. I said, well, I haven't got a leg left. There's only 22.5% left. So he said, I'll take that. And it's just wonderful that he wanted to support Tiakau Racing and be involved. And they're just a great family, and but nobody does it better.
Yeah. David, thanks for joining us this morning. Plenty to discuss, and congratulations on unearthing the superstar yesterday in Novare. We look forward to hopefully seeing him come across to Australia for the autumn and potentially the Australian Guineas.
Thank you very much, Joe.
Yeah. David Ellis there from Tiakau Racing. Warren, a big wrap on that colt, Novare.
He's an exciting horse. He doesn't have a lot of early either pace or race smarts. So it'd be interesting to see if that's a skill set that he can develop. And I'll be really interested to get Dean Lester and Brendan Laney's take on his performances in the next hour. But, yeah, they love a cult hero over there, and he's got a bit of X factor about him the way he finishes off his races. He's going to have to take it up a level, you would think, coming over here to take on our best gallopers. But, gee, he is exciting. There's a bit of Tiakau Shark or Melody Bell about him the way that that he storms home. It might be something to do with the colours, Joe, but he was exciting, and he got himself out of trouble yesterday. But just watching a few of his replays, he rarely musters early speed, so then he's putting himself in a position where he needs to have that that explosive burst of acceleration late, but he does have that.
And Novare yesterday in winning the Guineas in New Zealand became the 25th individual Group 1 winner for the champion stallion of New Zealand, Savabeel. And his trainer too continues to go from strength to strength. That was Jamie Richards' 48th Group 1 victory.
He's an incredible young trainer. I know he's got the support of Tiakau, but yeah, you look at what he's achieved with Probabil and others. He's an incredible young trainer, and I think when we see him over here, it's always great when they're able to travel, and I love it when you're able to sort of have a chat with Jamie and learn a little bit from him, and hopefully those situations are much better this time next year. But he's an incredible trainer, and he's managing a big business there and doing it extremely well, and seems to have his finger on the pulse of an incredible number of horses. So, yeah, he must be a very smart operator managing the business, I suppose, similarly to see what we do with Chris Waller over here.
Yeah, absolutely. And we touched on James McDonald in that interview with David Ellis and the week that's been for him. Of course, several Group 1 victories yesterday alone at Flemington, including that one aboard the Superstar Zaki for Annabelle Neesham in the McKinnon Stakes. What a bounce back to form that was from the horse.
Yeah, just unfortunate that we didn't get to see him in the Cox Plate, but great that he was able to regroup and they were happy to take him to the races. Annabelle indicating that his bloods had come back pretty quickly after that high temperature leading into the Cox Plate. So he was dominant yesterday, and looking forward to seeing him through the autumn. And Nature Strip with James McDonald aboard yesterday, just at his brilliant best, just in beast mode down the straight. Two of the highlights, but I think the postscript to Zaki with just sometimes racing can write those scripts, Joe, with Brett Preble being the one trying to chase down James McDonald. And ironically, it was J-Mac that had chased down Brett Preble in setting that record. And for those two guys to embrace, that'll be an Australian sporting photo that'll live in the annals of history and an iconic photo for time immemorial.
Yeah, wonderful sportsmanship too. Both riders standing high in the irons, raising their hands to each other with very broad smiles. You're right, it will be an iconic racing image for many, many years to come. And James considered Brett to be a mentor from a very young age. He always looked up to Brett. So of all riders, for a record to surpass, quite a moment, wasn't it? But, yeah, great carnival. Fantastic to see crowds back at Flemington, wasn't it? It did sound a little bit strange sometimes to hear the roar of a crowd through the television coverage, didn't it? I'm sure we'll get used to that pretty quickly again. But, yep, racing's on the up again now with crowds back in Melbourne. It's wonderful to see.
Yeah, it was, and obviously there was some restrictions, but those that were there were enjoying it, and it was done as safely as it can, and I'm sure we're learning from it, and it'll only continue to open up further and further, which is great. And hopefully, you know, this time next year, you'd like to think we're just operating in a free environment, and it can be as big as it was outside of the highlights of the Feature Group 1 races, Joe? Was there one or two things that really caught your eye during Cup Week?
Oh, numerous. There was a young horse that won at Flemington this week that I think we'll see in the Star Thoroughbred colours. Was super impressive. Espionona, is that how you pronounce it? It looks like a superstar in the making.
Yeah, we'll talk to Dino and Brendan later on about horses they'd like to take out of the carnival. And I think Espionona would be very high on everyone's shopping list. Unbeaten and untapped, I think she's a highlight. There was even a great social moment at Flemington yesterday, Joe. Tigsy Sage and Laurel were married prior to heading to the races yesterday. Very well known when we could get to the races, and lovely racing people with a real passion for jumps racing and racing in particular. They ended up featuring on the commercial news networks after visiting a registry office and then heading to Flemington to celebrate their wedding day. It was very much a social media buzz and attracted the interest of the commercial media, which was terrific to see, and just a highlight away from the horses yesterday.
Yeah, I really think this week has been significant as far as being a turning point for perception of racing within Australia. There's a lot of positivity and buzz around the sport after some fairly tough times in recent years. So moments like that too just add to the general broader profile of the sport, which is great.
Yeah, and as always, Joe, the 4 days of Flemington, I think innovation and new races that are placed the right way are fantastic to generate interest, etc. But the history of Flemington and what it meant to everybody, and talking about the photo of Brett Prebble and James McDonald and the win in the Melbourne Cup, that's something that has been forged over well over a century and a half, and it's something that is to aspire to, and it certainly we need to innovate. But the history of the 4 days at Flemington stands alone here in Australia.
Yeah, and the debate will continue to rage, won't it? Pop-up races versus tradition. I am the first to admit I am a traditionalist. I'm all for big prize money purses and all of that, and how it stimulates investment in the sport and interest to an extent. But nothing beats tradition. And I think Flemington each day delivered a moment or two or three that go down in history and will be forever remembered. That's just my personal opinion.
Absolutely agree, Joe. Great to catch up. Look forward to chatting next week.
Thanks, Warren.